the news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, March 28th. I'm Brent Hallin in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. Real estate developer Ken Mattson and his partner Tim LaFever are facing potential foreclosure on a number of their properties in Sonoma over unpaid property taxes and delinquent mortgage payments. 25 of their more than 120 properties are in trouble. Scotora Capital in Sacramento has filed notice on 19 properties for delinquent mortgage payments. Another 6 are in default over unpaid taxes, according to the Sonoma Index Tribune. 78-year-old Brian Douglas Schmidt Sr. was sentenced to 30 years in prison on Monday for molesting a young girl back in 2022. The incident took place when she was 7 or 8 years old. She referred to Schmidt as a fake grandpa, according to the Press-Democrat. The girl and her family lived in Contra Costa County when the abuse occurred. A fundraiser for President Joe Biden in New York City that also starred Barack Obama and Bill Clinton has raised a whopping $25 million. His campaign said the event set a new record for the most ever haul for a single political event. The event was held at the Radio City Music Hall on Thursday night. In sports, the Warriors beat the Orlando Magic 101-93 without Draymond Green, who was ejected less than 4 minutes into the game. They'll play the Hornets on Friday. In your forecast, we picked up around a half an inch of rain in the overnight hours. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy, just a slight chance for a scattered shower. Highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, partly cloudy early with increasing clouds overnight. Lows should be in the 40s. Rain and wind for tomorrow, wind gusting to 25 miles an hour. Also a chance of scattered thunder showers. Highs again in the 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Hallin.
Oh, Amora, before you go.
Hey, Danny. What's up?
Did you hear it?
Yes. I heard the new jingle. Very catchy. Good job.
Thanks, Aunt Laura.
Okay, gotta go.
But, do you think everyone heard it?
Well, Danny, it is on the radio.
Because I want everyone to know that we are carrying on Grandpa Gattelli's reputation.
We have the best plumbers around, and you've organized our office so well that
okay, phew. Good. So, should I get that great big dancing noodle thingy for the front of the office?
Why don't we see how this radio ad here works first?
Oh, okay.
Don't want to use up all of our good ideas at once.
E-L-T-E-L-L-I, go tell me!
You're so wise. Kind of like a wizard.
Wizards of plumbing. I like that.
Visit us online at GattelliPlumbing.com.
They say the best things in life don't last forever. And that's particularly true of voting in North Bay Biz Magazine's Best of the North Bay Awards. This is Jason Walsh with some great news. No, make that best news. We're extending the voting in our annual Reader's Poll Contest, recognizing the finest businesses, restaurants, and wineries in Sonoma, Marin, and Napa counties. Voting for the Best of the North Bay ends midnight, March 17th. Fill out your ballot today at northbaybiz.com.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to mysonomadeals.com and click on contact. That's mysonomadeals.com and click on contact.
102.7 The Wolf, I'm Rockin' Ricky Michaels. A bunch of stoners are pretty upset right now, I can tell you that. As the San Francisco's annual 420 Festival on Hippie Hill has been canceled. The organizers said citywide budget cuts and lack of sponsorship means basically that they're not going to have enough resources to host this year's event. But something tells me you may just see a bunch of hippies on that hill after all. Just saying.
Time took my chances. for the greatest classic hits.
All my music.
For Sonoma County.
102.7 The Wolf.
Listen to The Wolf on a new frequency.
Awesome, yes.
More music, more fun, and great coverage in Petaluma. Catch us on our new frequency and find out what you've been missing.
Better.
As always, you'll find us at 102.7, but now we're also at 102.5.
Turn it up.
Turn this up.
Turn it up.
We're taking over the airwaves. The Wolf, 102.7 and 102.5.
Everyone must stand alone. I hear you
right, let's get another check of the roadways, making sure you got a good ride on this Thursday morning. From the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center, here's Mark with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Slow traffic developing on southbound 101 as you head towards the Novato Narrows. Traffic sponsored by Silk Feel Plenty Good. Shop wherever you find groceries. Southbound 101 still looking good into Santa Rosa and Petaluma, but it will bog down right near the county line. And what we have now is a 29-minute commute on southbound 101 from Petaluma Highway 116 into central San Rafael. Westbound 37, the usual slow going out of Vallejo between the Mare Island Bridge and Skaggs Island Road. Silk's delicious plant-based beverages help bring a daily dose of goodness to help you feel planty good. They are rich in calcium and a good source of vitamins A and D to support the health of you and your family. Shop wherever you find groceries. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
it's Tricky Ricky Michaels right here on 102.7 The Wolf.
Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, March 28th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The initiative to limit the size of livestock and poultry farms in Sonoma County has qualified to become a ballot measure, according to the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters. The Coalition to End Factory Farming turned in enough verified signatures to send the initiative to the Board of Supervisors to draft a measure to go in front of voters. While not guaranteed, most likely this November, according to the Press Democrat, the initiative could put an end to many of the county's best-known and multi-generational farms of past. A Santa Rosa man with multiple warrants from four local police agencies was arrested Monday after leading police on a chase through city streets. 54-year-old Roy Jones Jr. was spotted on Cleveland Avenue. A sheriff's deputy attempted to pull him over. Jones took off, driving through Northwest Santa Rosa, the JC neighborhood, and on to Montgomery Village, running stop signs and speeding. Eventually, he was stopped at the intersection.